Blog Talk Radio.
Good, wonderful afternoon, evening, whatever you want to call it. Y'all know it's game time tonight. But guess what? This is out of sight. This is about what's really happening in our world. Basketball, if the Mavericks ain't playing, ain't nothing really happening. So, with that being said, it's time to hear what's up in the Metroplex. It's time to hear what's going on in our world. And since we want to know, I'm gonna tell you what's going on in our world, but I'm going to start with this right here. I hope you all like me for it, because you're going to get a lot of it.
Yeah.
you listeners just don't know how important and relevant that song was to me today when it was storming outside. But one day, Uncle Billy gonna come back and tell y'all just what that was. That was about a leak in this old building, y'all. So getting on with and staying in my lane, because we're bringing in some new folk today, and as I was telling you all, the southern sector is growing by leaps and bounds. Still ain't got nothing new out of South Dallas yet, but I'm going through there next week, and I'm going to be picking out some old. You know, it's going to be just like a wedding present, some old, some new, and some bright, some blue. God, dog, I got down there. But we're going to try to make it all as relevant as possible, because what we're talking about is growth in the southern sector. And no, I still haven't received my return phone calls from the city of Dallas. I think they're scared of me. I think I talk too loud. You know, I might sound like that angry black man or something. I don't know. But I'm going to have to get on top of it because, you know, as I said, with that, you know, and I've been hearing it for years, and, you know, now I'm just getting the chance to be have my platform out here. So what I asked is, they got this thing going with the city of Dallas called Grow South Dallas. Well, I am South Dallas, and ain't nobody asked me nothing yet. Well, at least the last time I heard it, and I ain't been listening in a long time, I was like the mayor of South Dallas almost, because I asked some questions that nobody else want to ask. I got some answers that didn't nobody else want to hear. But, you know, just keeping it real, y'all, just keeping it 1,000. I know you young folks say y'all keep it at 100, but I'm an old man. I like to keep it 1,000. What I'm trying to say is, now that I do have this platform, I think I'm gonna have to give Miss Tiffany Young, that is the city council person over in South Dallas. I think I'm gonna have to give her a call and just ask her. You know, remember we were talking last year, Miss Young? Well, the city of Dallas got this Go South Dallas thing, and I've been calling this lady's office for over 3 weeks. You know, I got it documented. You know, you got to document your calls nowadays, and you got to make it relevant to the time of what's happening now. You know, like the old TV show, What's Happening? Yeah, you know, That's My Mama and all of that there. You got to bring up everybody. So, the young lady ain't gave me a chance for me to tell her, well, you know, what I do for the city of Dallas, Miss Lady, is free. You know, as long as they understand that, you know, they got to pay for and maintain my employees, you know, for doing their work. You understand what I'm saying? Keeping it real, keeping it just as real as I can get. I'm expecting a call in tonight from someone else other than my new main advisor. She's already called in. So let me hear what she has to say this evening about my song. I just want to know if I came in straight, if I got it right, and, you know, am I keeping up with what she taught me today. So with that being said, the newest member, I let her give her own name of what she want to be called. I just call her advisor. So I don't know. Y'all might want to call her queen. I don't know. So with that being said, good evening, first caller of today. Oh, I don't think she can hear me. I think she got her phone on mute.
No, I don't. Uncle Billy, I'm here.
Oh. Well, you know, it took you an hour. I was just trying to say, since my listeners have never heard your voice, I was introducing them to my new advisor. That's about the best thing I can say for it, you know, because anybody boss me like that, I thought to call her mama. She's been very helpful with my getting this show up tonight and giving me some recommendations about some other shows. So, What did you think about the music that I played when I first came on? I usually play the blues.
That was right on point. That was right on point with today's show. I think it's going to fit right in with today's show. And I love that song.
Yeah, I do too. It's very prevalent to the things that we are really talking about every show, because you know what they're talking about is improving district of Dallas that never really been improved in the 60 some years I've been there, you know, in South Dallas. So, you know, because it used to be every time you get close to getting something fixed or repaired, a new store coming in or something, our money got short, you know, all that. That's including the schools and everything, yeah. So instead of repairing some of the schools that they had and making them more notable for future students and youth, keeping the history growing in that area, that it's been a growth area for great students for years, years and years, but before they renovated it and made it better, they decided to close it. So, you know, stuff like that, you know, and I've been kind of worried about it for years and years and years, but now, you know, it's gross out of Dallas, and I can't even get in contact with the people. You know, I got their phone number, all of them, did all I was supposed to do. But in 3 weeks, you know, I don't even think vacation lasts that long in the city of Dallas no more. So I'm just wondering, my phone call probably got lost in the shuffle, isn't it? You know, they're getting so many. I don't know. But, you know, stuff like that, it just intrigues me that you got a thing, grow South Dallas, but I ain't seen no South Dallas residents on no news or nothing, you know, about nothing coming in, nothing, you know. So it just makes you wonder how you can keep them going under when you can't get no voices back on the line. So with that being said, we supposedly have another caller to come in, but we haven't heard from him yet, but we're going to keep the theory of hope. We're going to leave a light on in the morning. That's Motel 6, ain't it? Well, and just hope that he'll call in before the show ends, because this was a special show, and my new advisor suggested I do a show every night, whether it's an hour show or not. So I'm putting that under deep consideration, because if I was to start working every night, you know, you have to think about what my paycheck might look like.
$5 a show. And you educate the people. The people need to be educated. And that's what you're hearing.
Oh, is that what I'll be doing?
They need to be educated every day. You have to learn something new every day.
Oh. So your suggestion on that is that I do a show every day?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to take that under consideration and remuneration. You know, I just use that big word right there because I don't know what it means. But I'm going to, I'm really going to consider that, because I really enjoy doing the show as long as I have a great topic and someone to say that they believe they can get something out of the show. Well, the show's topic is tonight, and it's still about bringing in new businesses to Dallas, bringing in new businesses to the southern sector, and regrowing the community, making it more compatible with the people in it. And, you know, they keep saying, well, the different communities are growing by leaps and bounds. Is that just the number of people? Because haven't been seeing a lot or hearing about a lot of new businesses. And, you know, when new businesses come in, better and bigger businesses come in, and jobs come in, that's when I say the community is growing. You know, yeah, residence is all well and good, but if they keep having to leave out their neighborhood, their community, to go somewhere else to spend their money and raise taxes, it's really not doing our neighborhood any good. You know, unless maybe you get in some billionaires with some good tax and stuff like this. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just keeping it real. Yeah, just keeping it real. When you call the name of Bethesda, this is keeping it real and talking about tonight's show on a outside basis. I don't have a lot of information on them yet. I'm waiting on a call from the director, who is Mr. C.W. Burris. But I'm going to say a little bit about Bethesda because the name, and as I told Mr. Burris a few times, the name Bethesda had me dodging it at first for a while because of, you know, military base, Bethesda, Maryland, you know, all of that there, yeah. And a bag of chips. So I said, well, right now I don't have time enough to read up on no military base and stuff like that. And then eventually I heard something, but I saw a little bit more of after Bethesda. I saw the next word, which was my deciding factor, was Memorial. And I said, well, you know, we just had Memorial Day and everything, so it might be a threadbare piece of information in there about somebody that was maybe in the military that they done a memorial for or something like that. So I decided to go ahead and look at it, and I looked at it, and it was a new Memorial Funeral Home. And whether or not you all understand it or not, those are the types that, do a more social type burial than a lot of the others. Y'all know Golden Gate gets social. And any of you all that's been to Golden Gate, I had a young niece that worked at Golden Gate. So, you know, any of you all that did in Golden Gate funerals, most of my family went to Golden Gate, they get social. So I decided to make a call and see what Mr. Burris could tell us about it. And so that's one of the calls that I'm awaiting. But in this little small segment of information that I got from him, you know, when you call the name Bethesda, the first thing that comes to mind, like I said, is the Naval Shipyard and then the city, Bethesda, Maryland, you know. That is about to change. Live on the Ask Uncle Billy show tonight, our guest host will be the director of the Bethesda Memorial Funeral Home, Mr. C.W. Burris. And he's ready to answer all your questions about how you're traveling. I'm pretty sure a few of y'all understand what I'm talking about when you say how you're traveling. That's when you get ready to leave here. How you going? You going to get cremated? You going to get dissected? Of what? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's very important now to a lot of families that we start taking better care of ourselves so that they won't be encumbered by your burial arrangements all late and all, you know, like mine going to be. So I requested that Mr. Burris would give us a call, and I left a couple of messages with my phone number, you know, because I hate to get let down at the start of our party. So I'm just putting it all in the bag, in the same bag, you know, because it's a great thing to be able to be one of the first to get the information out. So, with that being said, after making the call, I found out that my other guest host would be calling in, and that is the young lady that you all heard earlier. And I was requesting her to give me a little feedback on my song and everything. So what we might have to do is get her to stand in and see about what's going on out there in the Dallas land and whatever that that's perturbing her and her associates. What do they talk about when they're having their latest night out and stuff? To see just what's going on, because y'all know Uncle Bill is getting old. He'll get out there like he used to. So what we're trying to do, we're trying to find out the relevant things that's ruining your sleepful night and keeping you awake late, so that you're not getting your proper amount of rest because you're thinking about Dallas. What problems are out there, Miss Advisor? And tell us what's going on in Dallas and South Dallas and all the rest of the world. And you give us some insight.
Well, I just want to say something that's dear and near to my heart. I know a lot of young mothers out there, and I think the thing that that young mothers need to be educating themselves with is their financial health, which is going to be very important in these upcoming next years with the presidential elections coming up. I would like to see all of the young mothers succeed. There are just so many opportunities for the young mothers with their young children from age 7 to 17 to have extra money in their pockets. There are plenty of ways to do it. I'm sure one of these days, Uncle Billy, you'll give me a chance to explain it.
Oh, of course, as soon as possible, you know, because that's very important. And at this point in time, we do have a lot of summer jobs for some of the young kids. Through one of the friends I was telling you about, Miss Diane Gibson, she's going to be one of my main contributors on my web pages, which is, one, welcome to UncleBillysWorld.com. You got BuntonRising.com with its own radio show. You have Ask Uncle Billy, the radio show. We have many ways for you to get on and talk about the things that you do. I'm going to be doing some blog pages that I'm pretty sure you would like to grab on to. That way you can just get it started and keep it going. You know, about how important that is, because, you know, a lot of young people don't understand the crisis that they put themselves through when they have early pregnancies and they are early fathers and early mothers. They don't really understand until they get there. And see, we need to better yet start telling them about a greater future when they're able to accept jobs and careers and college aptitudes and all of that. Without having to have kids and children early in the game, that's going to somewhat hinder their growth in that direction. So, you know, it's so much, like you said, it's so much going on, but we do have a couple of different things that I read about with the Youth Commission and the Employment Commission. You all call it by a different name, but I still stick with the old school. It's really a lot going on, and especially for our youngsters that getting out of school, and some of the officers in those different programs really understand that any kind of early detection on what kind of work the youngsters are seeking and needing, they are getting on top of it, they're getting out there, and they have a lot of different programs that's responding to our early youth. So, yes, that's something that you can get down with at least once a week, probably. But we'll get to that once you're in to advise me again on Wednesday.
Okay, and you're right, Uncle Billy. There are so many programs that the workforce offer right now to our young adults who just need more education. They also offer, if they have children, they offer money for child care. They offer money for gas. They give bus passes. They also give tuition money. For schooling. There are so many programs for schooling that they do fund, and this I know firsthand. You know, so it's so many opportunities for our young children out there. It's the time to take hold of it, because you never know when the funding will shut down. And with the with everything going, with us going forward into this new this new stage in our country, we're just going to have to, you know, hold down and pray that all of this stay in some type of form for our children.
Yeah, and get out and vote.
Yeah, and get out and vote. Yeah,
and
you're right,
get out
and
vote.
Yeah, make a difference.
So,
difference.
Because last week I was able to discuss with someone about a young lady that got a $50,000 scholarship after having went and did some summer work. She had done some summer work, and I think she had had a child, but she'd done summer work, and they turned the summer work into full-time work, and then she was able to gain the $50,000 scholarship. So, you know, it's all that kind of stuff going on, but I don't like to call them mainstream, because they're not even that known. But supposedly mainstream media doesn't even act like they have access to that type of information. And so they do not, I repeat vehemently, they do not like to practice giving us that type of information. I think it's not good for their soul or something. I don't know. But we get that information on a real regular basis. We just have to, like you said, spread out our days and do what we can and get that information out to our audiences in a level way to where they can partake of some of the information and do something well with it, and you know, get in the game. So that's our fault.
Yeah, that's our fault, because with other minorities, and once they see an opportunity has opened, they jump on it. They jump on it. A lot of Hispanics, you know, once they see an opportunity open, they jump on it. That's why so many of them there in that place. But we as African Americans, when we see an opportunity, we need to be the same way. We need to be jumping on it, because that's part of us too. You know.
That's a major part of progress in anybody's walk of life. We've just been sitting back waiting for something to happen instead of being more proactive and getting on top of it, you know? And so that goes in like the video that I was watching today about being more proactive about retraining and everything else. We got to stop that old way. And get in this new game, you know. And so other than that, we gonna do better. I submit to you, because of people like you, we are going to do better. Younger people have some of the best ideas, but they are sometimes holding back because they don't want to seem like they're rushing out over the people like me. But I'm just going to tell y'all, bring it on. I'm here, and I'm here to stay. I'll be here for another 100.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
I was just reading some more of my information, and I know with them funeral homes, you know, everybody don't know when the family's going to walk in the door. So out of nothing but respect for Mr. Burroughs, we're going to continue on with the show, and we're going to do something that I like to do anyhow. I'm going to listen to that little more music. Stay on the line, Miss Advisor. We coming back. I just think it's time for us to hear another piece of this that we were listening to earlier. And I think you'll like it. And I'll be gone. That knocks my socks off every time I hear it. Every time I hear it. That feels so good, I ought to do it again. I am just so. Did you like that one, Mrs. Viva?
I did. That was one of the songs that I love the old songs. I really do.
Well, I can't help it. I was raised up with them. They not that old with me. They just like me. They got vitality everywhere. But, yeah, they keep... I was thinking about threatening the other night. I was doing some of my blues songs. I think it was Friday night or one of them nights. I found out one of my friends had been lied on. You know how the social media gets to you sometimes?
Yes, sir.
They had my partner down as being dead and gone.
No.
Had his name listed under obituary, folk. And so I told his cousin. And she said, no. She said, no, there ain't nobody buried my cousin and ain't told me. Said, wait a minute. And she hung up on me and called him. I'll be back. She said, no, Mr. P, you still living? I had to put a message back out, an apologetic message back out. My partner ain't dead. They just fooled me, you know, on social media. But so I was asking the question the other night, why is it that when I pull up my blues music, and I'm talking about from I go way, way back. Just way back in those days, and I pull up the music that nobody wants to, you know, it's almost like it's Whitney Houston-ish if you go way, way back. You know, don't nobody want to follow up with Whitney Houston music that much. It takes a extremely talented person with a lot of courage to, you know, follow up with a Whitney Houston song.
So I
find that some of our old songs that might be need to be redone because of the relevancy of it right now, you know, like the older songs had messages in them that would be relevant today. But none of these young kids, me old and a couple of others, has tried to redo a few songs, but not enough in numbers to whereas it'll bring them back and make them a lot better today. You see what I'm saying? They done brought clothes back. They done did a whole lot of different things. I got pants that I wore 40 years ago. And everybody tell me how good they look, you know. And I be telling them, well, man, he's 40 years old. I just didn't have a chance to give them to nobody because, you know, hardly ever do I find another man my size.
Mr. P, you know, we call those throwbacks.
Oh, man, I started wearing them jerseys a long time ago because, you know, I had old jerseys and stuff that I used to throw away and give away. And then when I heard what they were doing, what them youngsters were doing with them, calling them throwbacks and stuff, man, I ain't got but about four or five jerseys left. I said, God, dog, all them jerseys I had. Hundreds of jerseys. You know, old, real jerseys. You know, I kept a baseball jersey from the Texas Rangers. I got a couple of Cowboy jerseys, stuff like that. I got an old Tracy McGrady jersey. And if you know anything about basketball, you know that Tracy McGrady played 20-some years ago. 20, yeah, almost 30. But I got it when he was young, when he was with the Toronto Raptors, when he and Vince Carter was together. You know, they cousins too. Stuff like that. I got one of his old jerseys. So, you know, 30-something years ago. And with the Rangers, it's 30-plus. So, nah. But I got some suits like that that ain't got but one name on them. That's Billy Parnell.
All right.
Yeah. So, but you know, with the music, it's just you know something. They don't like following Aretha Franklin, but you can find a lot of her songs on YouTube.
Uh huh.
That's
YouTube.
You're right.
YouTube.
Well, on YouTube, well, you can find a lot of duplicate songs where they be in the studio. And, you know, they don't actually publish them per se, but they be in the studio and they'll sing them. You know, they'll sing those different songs. Well, see, back in the day, when I used to listen to a little jazz and stuff, when I was a very young man, you know, 11, 12 years old, I would be going by these places up on Oakland Avenue, now it's Malcolm X. And they had a few places up there, the Arandas, before it closed down and died and whatever, and the American Woodman Auditorium, where any late night Friday, early nights. Saturday morning and Sunday all day long. When, you know, we had a thing called the Blue Law, whereas you couldn't do any shopping or anything on Sundays, but you could stop by places like your Randall's and I don't even think they could sell you drinks. I'm not sure, but you know.
I don't think they could. I remember a little bit about that, but I don't think. It was a lot of things that you couldn't do on Sundays, but I don't think you could buy drinks on Sundays.
You couldn't from a liquor store, of course, but now you can. But you know, but the bootleg even got better now. But back then, you know, you could go by there and man, people like Fathead Newman. I was telling a guy about Fathead Newman today. People like Fathead Newman, who I got to meet and grow to really, really like a lot, you know, appreciate his candor and his realness, you know. And then I got to meet him, but you would hear him and some of those other jazz, real jazz greats that you never hear about in history books and stuff like that, but you never know that you really seen some of this. You know, you really met some of these folk, and that's what you would see walking all up and down Oakland. And you later on you'd hear about some of them putting a record or going off with some Ray Charles or something. That's the way we heard about Fathead a whole lot. Ray Charles called him up while he was in some club praying and said, "Say, man, I'm going to leave the country or I'm going so-and-so, come go with me," and stuff like that. That's how good they were. But they would be having a duel at 5 o'clock in the morning. And if you happen to be able to see it or have seen it, ain't nothing else like it. Ain't nothing else like it. So, that was the kind of privy upbringing that I had. I was able to meet and greet those type folk. And then later in life, I got to meet Miss Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King III. We were doing a national kindness week here in Dallas. And, you know, so I appreciated that kind of stuff and the people that I got a chance to meet and associate with back then. So it was all gravy and it was all wonderful, you know, some of the things and happenings. So when we are talking like we were just a little earlier about positive change and meeting the obligation of leaving your kids a legacy and stuff here, that means a lot. And a lot of people right now don't understand it. The way we were trying to talk about the youngsters, well, we got to get back on some of these oldsters and get them to understanding that just because they didn't get the jobs and stuff they really wanted to when they were young, because they didn't have the opportunity to go into it like they wanted to and stuff, it's never really too late. It's never really too late. I wrote a show the other night that miracles do happen, and it can happen to you because of so many things that's transpired between me, my family members, my children, and especially my son, the one with the out of sight radio show and out of sight radio website. You know, the opportunities for him to increase his opportunities came at the time when I was doing the same kind of thing in radio. He had the chance to go to school down in Austin to some kind of academy for the blind or something, and they taught him so much. But on the same scale, he taught them how to be more resourceful and stuff like that. So when he got ready to come home and he got to ask for favors after he found out that I was also in the music industry, he said, "Daddy, this is really not happening." So he started using some of his resources and he's cranked up, so I'm very proud to say he has out of sight radio and out of sight website up and bouncing. And by the end of the week, I'll be knowing some of the things that he's going to be doing and capable of doing. And we might even in tandem start doing some shows, you know, a morning show and an evening show and whatever, and just to keep you all posted and satisfied. So, with that being said, we need to start coming up with some ideas whereas we can better educate our youngsters about our past histories. So, I'm going to be going over to the used to be the Museum of South Dallas Cultural Center. Used to be the Museum of African Culture or something, but Miss Meek renamed it and gave it a new identity, the South Dallas Cultural Center. It's on the corner of ITU and SEC. And it's a great place to learn more about your history and learn more about the history of the world. So just remember that, South Dallas Cultural Center. Miss Meek is no longer the director over there. She's since retired, but I understand it's in good hands. So I will be going over there to meet the new director real soon. And also the African Museum, Dr. Harry Robinson. Wonderful young guy. Young guy. I think Dr. Harris is my age, but he's a wonderful young guy. And if he's as enthusiastic about seeing me as I am him, then it's going to be a great meeting, because I would love to get some of that historical information on my cover page, on the inside, with some type of game saying, if you guess this, if you guess who this old person is right here and has a real historical value, you'll win so-and-so from one of our sponsors. So we're working all of this up, you all, and trying to figure out some ways to get you all back to reading, back to writing, and back to doing some of the things you shouldn't have stopped doing. How is that? That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I tried to go around the corner and bring it to you in the back door, but better yet, I think I ought to stay straightforward and just tell you, you've been slipping for a long time. You got to get up off of that thing and make yourself do better. Oh, that's a song, ain't it? I know.
Yes. It is.
Yeah, I really got deep on that, and I went all the way back. But what it is that sooner or later, I think Mr. John Wallace probably said it best. If you don't do something, you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
If you don't get up and do something, you're part of the problem. We don't really need you in my neighborhood. No, my name is not Mr. Rogers. My name is Uncle Billy. And, yes, we're talking about Uncle Billy's new renaissance. We're talking about Welcome to Uncle Billy's World. We're talking about Bunton Rising. Yes, radio and website. And we're talking about many ways that you can get out and get something of historical value and learn more about yourself and do more for yourself. But you got to get up off of that thing. You got to get up off of that couch. You got to put them party houses down for a minute. And I ain't got nothing against you having fun. Because you know, all work and no play makes Billy a dull boy. So sometimes you have to sacrifice a little and get a lot. And I think I'm saying it as nicely as I possibly can. If my advisor wasn't on the line, I'd be stuffing up this money jar over here with dollar bills. But suffice it to say, I know how to hold my tongue. So we need to get it on, y'all. You know, sometimes when you deny the facts to yourself, that ain't nothing but lying to you. You got to straighten it up. Yeah, put it where it is. Put it where it goes. You know, you lied to yourself. I'm going to get up and do it later. That's called procrastination. And what you need to do is stop procrastination and get in your devil's box situation and start doing something. If it ain't nothing but telling your friends what you're going to do. You know, if you tell your friends you're going to do something, pretty soon if you don't start doing it, they're going to call you a liar. See? That's how you get things done. You know what I'm saying? You put yourself in adverse situations to tell somebody that you know you don't like lying to, or they'll tell you. You lied. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to hear that every day because they sure going to tell you. You know, folks like me, lie to me more than once. I'm going to ask you, is it generic? Is it kind of a lie or what? Did you mean to tell me or what? You know, because I'm just like rain. I'm going to keep on coming. Because you tell me something, I grew up in the era where your word is your bond. And if your word ain't no good, don't try to use it like it is. Cause you will get that ball back to you.
That's
so
right.
So after saying that, I'm gonna tell you all what I didn't do today that I should have. I should have put this DART information up because they having a wonderful program tomorrow. It's called. They doing a large number of customer appreciation events. starting tomorrow, Tuesday, June 14th, scheduled for 6:30 to 9, ooh, Lord, 9 a.m. at 6 Dart Rail stations, and include musical entertainment, giveaways, giveaway items, selfie frames, and an oversized happy anniversary card for celebrants to sign and take pictures with. And this is all at Union Station, you all. And if you ain't never been to Union Station, you need to go down there and look at some of them train tracks that used to go way back in the day. You know, we didn't get downtown very much back then. Especially by the train tracks. So they knew we would hop them trains in a minute. You know what I'm saying? So they had extra people down there in them days. Yeah, if them boys trying to get out of here. They, make sure they don't leave. Watch them tracks. But even the school boys back in the 50s, you could get in a whole lot of trouble by jumping the train. Jump some of them trains and hobos was already on there. You get your behind beat up. See, y'all don't know about them good days like that. Y'all ain't never been in them. So, but Dart is having a wonderful event tomorrow, and they're doing a whole lot of other things that's coming up in the next couple of weeks. So starting tomorrow, early Wednesday morning, Uncle Billy will be trying to get all of this information up to you on the website. I'll continue to bring you information on the air, on the radio shows, and I'll maybe even include another couple of shows each and every day. If I can, I will move up to my 12-hour limit before I really wanted to, because unless I get the websites up, you kind of balance it off. I got to do like my advisor said and get you all of the information that I possibly can and get it to you in a positive effort in a great way. So hold my feet to the stone and I'll get it on. At that being said,
announcement of Uncle Billy, one announcement tomorrow.
Yeah.
At the People's Missionary Baptist Church, 3119 Pine Street, the chief of police will be there, and they will be holding a community meeting for the community. And it'll start at 6 o'clock. And I think it'll be great for the community. Yeah, in the evening.
Sure will.
That's a great event.
Yeah, chief. I apologize, you all, because I ain't looked at my Twitter page. And yes, I said I ain't. Double negative. Chief Brown is my number one follower on my Twitter page, and I haven't went to Twitter today because of my expectations of work and not wanting to overload myself and put myself in a bad situation. So tomorrow I will be playing catch up. Sorry, Chief Brown, that I missed it. I wish you would stay gave my heads up like you're supposed to do. But let's get past that. And I'm gonna try this and just because I can. You know, I got an advisor in here that need to get stopped every now and then. No, things are going pretty good. And what I'd really like to tell the listeners about is if you didn't get to hear the whole show, go to my Facebook. Go to Billy Parnell Facebook. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
my show's on there. And if you really want to get strong, I'm sorry I missed you, Chief. Chief, if I'd have got your information, you know I'd have been talking about it tonight. But it's good that my advisor is keeping up with it. You're going to be at People's Baptist Church tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, is it?
Yes, it's 6 o'clock. It's tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.
People's Baptist Church. Chief Brown will be there in the live era. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
That's almost in the southern sector, y'all. That's you know, that's really East Dallas, y'all, you know. I ain't talking, though, you know. I think it's still on this side of Hatcher. So, this side of Second. So, we'll give you South Dallas in. But the People's Baptist Church, the church that's always got something to give to the people in need. Y'all don't get me. Y'all don't get me. Yeah,
yes,
oh, very true. I got that mattress you seen in my bedroom, I got from them. Yeah, y'all don't hear me. That on the bed I showed you.
Yeah.
I mean, but I had to hide them.
We still offer beds for children who are sleeping on the floor. We still have a bed for kids campaign.
I need another mattress so my bed will be up a little higher. You know, I'm getting old. I need one of them high beds. But I'll get back to you on that later. With what we're doing tonight, you all, we're trying to open up your eyes. And as my advised already, we're going to start doing a show. It's not every night, almost every night. We going to pick our better days. You know, we got to be real. We got to keep it real. Got to keep it 1,000. But we going to go by how much information we have in advance each day. And if we got enough information to bring to the table and it's not covered well in our websites and stuff, because a lot of this stuff, you all, is going up on our websites, believe it or not. By Friday, we'll have all of the information caught up with and everything, and that's where we want to be. If we get all of our information caught up on the websites, we can then judge what we need to do on air. And you know, one hand scratches the other one, and let's do what we can. Because, yes, I want to talk about the $500,000 fund for scholarships. Man, them folks is doing a wonderful job, and nobody's talking about it. This is ludicrous, man. Your kids getting out of school, they graduating, getting out for the summer. And I had to give, well, I ain't going to get into that right now, but I'm giving out information to people, and it's a shame. Ain't nobody in the southern sector. I done mentioned it 4 or 5 times on the radio, but ain't nobody asking me about why would they have so much money at this time of the year, and it's scholarship time, you know. Let's knock some dents into that $500,000.
Yeah,
one little girl got $50,000. I said, God almighty. So, you know, all of this information going to be up on our websites, y'all. We're going to have 5 websites up and running in no time. And when you get 5 websites and nothing to do, Lord have mercy, that means y'all ain't doing what y'all supposed to be doing. Give me some information so I can bring it to you in all the way Uncle Billy can. Straight and to the point.
That's right.
And I got a lot of energy, y'all, and it's just pent up, waiting to tell you all about the great things that's going on. We got businesses getting ready to come to South Dallas. We got businesses even growing bigger and better in South Dallas. And, Y'all ain't hearing. And some of you people act like y'all don't even want to tell nobody where y'all are. you know, you got businesses growing and getting humongous and everything else, but you don't want to tell nobody where you are. You just think your family and friends going to take care of you the rest of your life. That's not going to happen, y'all. In business, that does not happen. So get the word out where you are. They might know you, but your phone number, but they don't know your location because they ain't never been there. And pretty soon, once we start doing these tours on the website, you know, of different businesses, you just can't call me up and get me to come do your business, and you ain't done no business with me. So, you know, all of that ludicrous game playing, mind chain and stuff, it's not working. You got to get in the game, and you got to be able to play the game to the end of the game. And that's it, bottom line, you know. And you got to show some serious attributes within your company, to, even if you're a startup company. You got to show why you think you're going to be around there. It's real, y'all. This battle is for real. And if you're not going to get in the game to win it, please don't get in it with me. Because like one of my pastors said many years ago, Take your feet off the brake. You know, yeah, they were riding up that hill in this bike race, and they just had to go. I know y'all remember them hills in Oak Cliff. The hills were so deep that if you started down one of them hills and your chain snapped or something, you didn't have to worry about no chain. You had to worry about not being able to stop when you got to that end. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing when you're riding uphill and your contributing rider has his foot on the brakes. Talking about, man, I thought you needed some help stopping this thing. No, you got your foot on the brakes and I'm going uphill, fool. So, you know, take your foot off the brakes and let's go in this thing. Let's get into this to win it. So it's all about trying to help each other, share with each other, and do what we can for one another. I know y'all got a little of it. Y'all didn't get all of it. But then, you know, if I give it to y'all at one time, you ain't going to come back. So guess what? I'm not going to tell you everything I know. I'm going to tell you enough to let you want to know the rest. So with that being said, call in to 1-323-870-3963 and have some fun with Uncle Bill and his advisor. And she's new to the radio world right now, but looks like she caught on fast. She's already challenged my authority a few times, you know. She had information on the chief of police, and I didn't know that. You see what I'm saying? So it's all about getting you the information that you need to know, that you need to make things better. I'm going to try to get you all one more song in before I call it a night, because guess what? Y'all been out of sight. Oh, that's the name of my son's radio show, ain't it? But guess what? You ain't been out of mind. You know, you're constantly on my mind. And guess what? I greatly appreciate you listening. Keep calling in. And like my advisor would say, if she knew my secret, y'all come back here. See, she don't know why I say that. Yeah. But I'm going to try this one more time, and try to keep it real, because this man here set it on fire earlier, and I know, man, this is, y'all, that's too old and too good to be true. I can't do that. I got room for one more, and I think I'm going to hear this one. Oh, damn me. Yeah, I like this man, yeah. No, we're going to do this and on the lead. This is the closing number for the night. The rave is captivating and deeply moving. It's a must-see.
is not just a child. A young man, only on Blue Ray 14.
Yes, the young lady broke the ice, and she did it twice.
Thank you.
right, all right, all right. Man, after a night like tonight, I sure hate to call it a night. Yeah, this has been one of my better shows. And I greatly appreciate you calling in, Miss Advisor. And you made my day complete. You knocked my socks off again. Just don't know what I'm going to do about that. So I really appreciate you, and I met you, I'll never know. But it's been a wonderful day. With that being said, you know, in the domino terms, I'm going to tell you what my favorite is. Whoop the queen for this 15, because this one is over with y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all, I'm going to do y'all like the farmer did the potato. I'm going to plant your nine and dig you later. See, you'll catch on to one of them over in a minute. You know what I'm saying? You catch that shooting star and put it in your pocket. But this is over with y'all. I greatly appreciate you all for listening. Remember, if you didn't hear all of it, go to Facebook, Billy Parnell. It'll give you all of the work. And if you can't catch up with it, look me up on Facebook tomorrow, and you'll catch it anyhow, because I'm going to repeat it some more. And with that being said, welcome to UncleBillysWorld.com. Be up by Friday all the way with some new information, some grateful information, and anything else y'all want to call it. It'll be up and running, and it's going to be stock full of stuff. And the same with Uncle Billy's new Renaissance, it's going to be popping. The one that I'm going to have a little problem with getting off is my Friday night show on Bunton Rising Radio. I might have to do it on Uncle Billy as well. So we'll just keep it running and funny and doing what you all need and want us to do. So with that being said, y'all have a great evening, and I am officially out of here. How about you, Miss Advisor?
Yeah, me too, Uncle Billy. This has been a great show. Thank you for the opportunity to come on and do some things, and I look forward to being with you.
I love that. I'll take that as a yes. Well, you have a great evening, and it's been wonderful. You blessed me tonight, and I greatly appreciate it, and I thank you very much. So with that being said, you have a great evening, and I'll see you on Wednesday. If you need me, you got my number. What that song said, just call me. With that, I'll holler. Have a great evening. Good night.